The Lord's delay is actually his strategy. It is not a delay. It is not as if it won't happen. No, no, no. It is a strategy of the Lord. The Lord has a strategy. Yes. And because you are operating on your own time, you think the Lord is delaying. May I remind you tonight, God is not a man. He does not think the way you think. He does not operate the way you operate. He does not, you know, imagine things the way you do. Therefore, most of the times, things will not happen the way you think. Because God is sovereign. And God will do things in his own way as God. I always say, if we can fully understand God, then what is mysterious about him? If we can fully understand God, then what would be the difference between God and your uncle? What would be the difference between God and your best friend? Are you here, somebody? Tonight, I want to tell you again, God's delay is actually his strategy. God's delay is actually his strategy. When you think the Lord is delaying, just know the Lord is cooking up his strategy. And when he is done, your life will change in ways you never even imagined. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I want us to go to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus 14 from verse 23, New King James Version, 23 to 28. The Bible says, and the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Let's go. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud. And he troubled the army of the Egyptians. Before we even go forward, this is Israel. They have taken too long to be delivered, actually. Finally, they are delivered out of Egypt. And they are moving. They are moving. They now think, oh, now everything is done. We are delivered. Now we are going straight to Canaan. We are going straight to our promised land. We are going to the land of milk and honey. We are the Jesus nation. We are taking over. One by one, we are taking over. We have taken over. We have already left Egypt. We are walking towards our promised land. And the Bible speaks that as they were moving forward, they met a hindrance. They met the Red Sea. They were surrounded by mountains. And behind them, the army that they had fled from, the same Pharaoh who had been a problem for them for 430 years, followed them to the Red Sea. How can it be that it is the Lord's doing? He has already delivered you. You already know that you are healed. You already received that word that I am healed. You are already delivered. The Lord already said in 2023, you will get married. The Lord said in 2023, you will prosper. You will be promoted. You will get your papers. You will get your visa. You're going to have that child. And yet, as you are progressing in 2023, even the Egyptians are following you. Even the Egyptians are following you. Mind you, they were on chariots. Mind you, they were on horses. And Israel is on foot. Are you here, somebody? Yes. The verse 24 that we just read, the Bible says, in the morning watch. In the morning watch. What was happening the whole night? Why did God wait for the morning watch? And the Bible says, in the morning watch, the Lord looks down on the Egyptians, not on Israel. I want you to follow me. The Lord is looking down on Egypt via the miracle of Israel. The pillar of cloud and the fire was the guide for Israel, not Egypt. And the Lord looks down on Egypt, the enemy of Israel, via the same fire, via the same cloud, Let me tell you something. Some of you, the same miracles that are happening to you, it also looks like your enemies are enjoying the same. You look at your enemies, maybe they are even better off. They have chariots. They have horses. And yet the Lord has delivered you from their hands. But when you look at them, they still possess the chariots. When you look at them, they are even faster. They are on horses. And it looks as if nothing is happening in your life. But let me tell you something. Let's continue. My God, the Lord's delay, it is His strategy. I said the Lord's delay, it is His strategy. Let's go to verse 25. Now it came to pass, my God, 25.
And He took off their chariot whips, so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians.
Let's go.
26. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen. Mm-hmm. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea.
My God. Let's go 28.
Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained.
My God. Let me tell you something. Egypt followed with their best weaponry. They got their weapons, the best of the best. Pharaoh was with them. Are you here, somebody? Pharaoh was even with them, and they followed. They were on the Red Sea. Israel is moving on the dry ground. Guess what? The enemy is also on the dry ground. The Bible does not say when the Egyptians started moving, then there was no dry ground. No, they both walked on the same dry ground. The Lord waited that I want all of you on the dry ground. I want you to relax. I want you to see that the miracle of my people is actually also happening to you. So the Lord took them to a relaxed state. Imagine the enemy is following you and your miracle. They are also sharing in your miracle. Are you here, somebody? They are also sharing in your miracle. And they are moving. They are moving with their chariots on dry ground. The Bible does not say Egypt moved on muddy ground. On dry ground. The same dry ground that the Lord had created for Israel. The same highway that the Lord created for Israel on the Red Sea. The enemies also enjoyed the same highway. And it looked as if, oh God, why are you delaying? Why are you not doing something to Egypt? Why would you allow them to leave Egypt? Why then did you deliver us? If you deliver us, we are coming, we find the Red Sea, you've performed a miracle, but even Egypt is also following us. Even Egypt is finding a highway on the Red Sea. The Lord's delay. But let me tell you something. This was a huge strategy. This was a huge strategy because the Lord made their chariot wheels to develop a fort. He took off their chariot wheels. Are you here, somebody? Right on the dry ground, the Lord brought a technical fort. My God, I declare a technical fort in the camp of your enemy. In the name of Jesus, I said there will be a technical fort. Something that you cannot even explain. In the camp of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says their chariot wheels started to develop problems. Are you here, somebody? And they begin to drive with difficulty. To an extent that they could no longer drive. Then the Lord commanded the water to go back. Amen. Are you here, somebody? You are already struggling with a technical fault. You won't even see the water coming back. And the Lord finished Egypt. The Lord silenced Egypt. They had already seen the wonders of the Lord. But this was another level. I said this was another level. The Lord is delaying in your life because he wants the enemy to be finished in your life. He doesn't want you to take residues of enemies. He doesn't want you to get that child with residues of your enemies. He doesn't want you to get that healing, but still your headache is still there. He wants to take out everything. He wants to clear everything. He wants Egypt out of your life. Remember, this was not just Moses. This was the whole nation of Israel. It was the whole nation. It was a huge thing. Are you here, somebody? If you are in the Jesus nation, can I tell you something? There is a huge assignment on your life. There is a huge assignment on your life. That is why you and your sister, from the same mother and father, you can be here and they don't even want anything to do with the prophetic. Your assignments are different. I said your assignments are different. So don't bother yourself too much. Our assignments are totally different. You are here because you are to stand on behalf of your family. Some of you, everyone in your family is poor. And you start a business, it goes down. You start another one, it fails. You even borrow now to start, it fails again. And you're saying, oh God, why all this delay? Should I just stop? No, 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 no. The Lord wants to give you a business that when he opens that door, that door will sort out not just you, but your entire family. That door will sort out everyone in your family. In the name of Jesus, the Lord wants to take you to a level that when you get to that level, everyone in your family is sorted. If they want a house, you build a house. Are you here, somebody? If they want a house, you build a house. If this one says school fees, we just say, how much? Just give me the account of the school. Are you here, somebody? Someone says, no, I don't have shoes. You tell them, come. Tell me the best of the best. How much is a pair? They will tell you and you say, how many pairs do you need? Are you here, somebody? The Lord wants you to be the deliverer of your family. The Lord wants you to bring healing for your whole family. It is not just about you. I said it is not just about you. God's delay is a strategy. God's delay is a strategy. Egypt was utterly destroyed. Can I shock you? Yes. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13.
Matthew chapter 2.
My God. My God. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13.
Now when they had departed,
behold,
an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you away. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
I want us to read it together. 1, 2, 3.
Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt.
Flee to?
Egypt.
Flee to?
Egypt.
Meaning to say Egypt is now a place of safety. You're not catching it. You're not catching it. Can I have that scripture again? The Bible says, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. The Lord is saying, now baby Jesus is in danger. I want to take you to a place of safety. I want to hide baby Jesus. And guess where he is hidden?
Egypt.
Remember, Egypt was utterly destroyed. So Egypt can no longer be a problem in the life of Jesus now. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? When Egypt was destroyed in Exodus 14, it was destroyed even for generations to come. Even for generations to come. The things you are going through, it is not just for you. It is not just for you. It is not just for your family. It is for your children. and their children, and their children. The Lord does not want poverty to ever appear in your lineage. So now things are so tough for you. And you think, Lord, where am I wrong? What is it that I'm not doing right? What is it? Am I investing in the wrong things? Mm-mm. It is a delay, but it is a strategy. The Lord has a strategy behind that. The Lord wants to take you to a place that when you get to that place, your family will never struggle. Your children will never know poverty. There are children who never know poverty. There are children who never know poverty. Your family, generation and generations. I said generations. So you're struggling now for generations. Are you here, somebody? It is for generations. Forget about you. Forget about you. It is more than you. The Lord is not just looking at you. There is so much more than you. Amen. There are multitudes behind you. Yes. He's looking at the next generation and the one after that one and the one after that one. And the Lord wants you to conquer now. Yes. That in those generations, that issue will never appear. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, yes, you will deliver your family. In the name of Jesus, you are carrying prosperity of your entire family. In the name of Jesus, you are carrying fruitfulness of the entire family. Healing of generations and generations. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All this that was happening, it was a strategy. It was a strategy. And do you know what? Even people in Canaan, because of these things that happened on the Red Sea, and everything else that kept on happening in the wilderness, the people in Canaan hid. Remember, Israel is coming to displace Canaan. Yes. They are coming to overtake. Yes. They are like the Jesus nation. Yes. They are taking over Hittites. Yes. We are taking over Girgashites. Yes. We are taking over Canaanites. Yes. Jebusites. Are you here, somebody? Yes. Perizzites. So Perizzites, they need to start hearing that there is a nation coming. Their God fights for them in a strange way. Are you here, somebody? Joshua chapter 2, amplified version from verse 8 to 11. Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, verse 8 to 11, amplified. Now before the two men lay down to sleep, Rahab came up to them on the roof. And she said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. So they even knew that this land is no longer ours. The Lord has given this land to Israel. Even a prostitute knew, which means it was common knowledge. Everyone in Canaan, they knew. Everyone else knew that, we are here, but we are just on borrowed time. This land has already been given to Israel. Some of you are crying, and yet your enemies, when they look at you, they already know they are living on borrowed time. My God, why are you crying? Enemies are looking at you, and they know that we are already conquered. We are defeated. We are just here just for seconds, and yet you are crying. You are troubled over an enemy who is terrified over you. They look at you and they are terrified, and yet you are shaking. They look at you and they are terrified, and yet you are shaking. You are thinking you are a grasshopper, and yet they see you and they know that this land is no longer ours. Let's go. Let's go. And she said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that the terror and dread of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted in despair. They are not just in despair. Mm-mm. They have melted in despair because of you. They have melted in despair. They are utterly defeated. Remember, they are terrified. Remember, they are dreading you, and they are melting in despair. My God. Yes. Let's go. Verse 9. and they have melted in despair because of you. They are lacking peace because of you. They are failing to sleep at night because of you. They are spending the whole night awake, not because they are in a night of prayer, not because they are in a night of worship, but they are just terrified. They know that I need to pack. This mansion no longer belongs to me. I need to pack. There is a Jesus nation somewhere who is taking over this land. They are on that position, but they know I will not be CEO for long. There is a Jesus nation coming. In the name of Jesus, they are there in a political position and they are melting. They know there is a Jesus nation taking over. There is someone who is taking over. They know it. They are melting. They dread you. They are terrified. And yet you are crying. Someone is crying because of you. You are also crying on your bed. From tonight, somebody, may you wipe your tears. I said, may you wipe your tears. In the name of Jesus. From tonight, may you wipe your tears. May you know who you are. And may you know that that delay in your life, it is actually God's strategy. It is not a denial. It is God's strategy. There is something that the Lord is cooking behind the scene. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The nations heard. They heard what happened on the Red Sea. They heard what had happened even after Red Sea. And they dreaded Israel. Just because of what happened on Red Sea, they knew that our time here is numbered. Our days are numbered. We are living on borrowed time. Any time we are living, we know that this land is no longer ours. This land the Lord has already given to Israel. Why are you troubled? Why are you troubled, somebody? Why are you failing to sleep in the night? The Lord has already done it. I said the Lord has already done it. It is just a process. I said it is just a process. And it is God's strategy. And may I tell you something? God is the chief strategist. No one can strategize like our God. No one can strategize like him. God is the strategist. The chief strategist. The best of the best. The best of the best. Let's go. Exodus 23. Exodus 23, verse 29 to 30. I want to show you that delay is actually a strategy. Exodus 23, 29 to 30. Give me New King James Version. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year. This is God speaking. This is not Moses. This is the Almighty God, the owner of time. Let's go. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Let's go. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. You want billions, right? You want billions. Have you dealt with a million? Have you dealt with a million? And do you think the Lord will just throw billions just like that? It will be little by little. You need to be able to manage a million, 10 million, 100 million, then the billions will come. Are you here, somebody?